drinking and sucking and piping for the rest of eternity.
My daddy.
I've come to the river. I will be drinking and sucking and piping for the rest of eternity.
My daddy.
I'm here at the river. Counting the souls, hungry souls. God is searching for hungry and desperate souls tonight. Not spectators. Those who came to draw. Chapter 2 from verse 14. Acts of the Apostles 2 verse 14. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, Ye men of Judah, and all ye that dwell in Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken unto my words. For these are not drunken as ye suppose, seeing that it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by Joel the prophet. And it shall come to pass in the last days. In the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. They shall prophesy. They shall prophesy. Your sons and your daughters, they shall prophesy. Your sons and your daughters, they shall prophesy. They shall prophesy. They shall prophesy. They shall prophesy. Shakata rabata namanakata rabata labaya. Simply a geswata rapa de negesukutulub rata ta 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 ta. And your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my maidens, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. There's something about that prophesy. To prophesy is to be under the influence of the Spirit, given words by the Holy Ghost for your world. Prophecy is not reserved for the fivefold. Prophecy is not reserved for an office alone. Every believer has access, after having been drunk by the Spirit, to be under the influence of the Spirit and speak words. What are the kind of words you are speaking? What is coming out of you? They shall prophesy. When was the last time you prophesied? Brother, look at you. Look at you. Be sincere. This is scripture. When was the last time, under the active influence of the Spirit, you started speaking words that were not controlled by your mind, generated from the realms of the Spirit? In this banquet, there is a cup called prophecy. It's available to all. It's not for a selected few. I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon into blood before the day, great and notable day of the Lord comes. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Of the apostles, you may sit if you want to. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, that they were gathered together in one accord. If the way you are praying is the way they pray, do you think what happened to them will happen? We need to position our hearts. If your desperation, if the way you are doing it, I read about the Azusa Street Revival and we saw how they prayed. William J. Seymour prayed. When they got to they pray, child of God, it's not something you just do casually. No. It's for desperate people. There must be desperation. I cannot be like this. This is not the best of my life. There is more every day of my life. I hunger, I thirst, I desire. Those guys will never have been a voice if they had kept quiet and they were just casual about it. They would never have made any meaning in the world if they got too familiar with the anointing and got too familiar with services and meetings. Child of God, they were there for 10 days already to show their level of desperation. We will not leave until something happens. The first day was an upper room. They didn't bathe for 10 days. They didn't bathe. Look at it. It was not like a camp meeting where they have break one, break two. No. They stayed there because Jesus told them, go and stay. If nothing happens, don't ever come out. You will never have a voice until something has happened. And if it will take 20 days or 30 days or 40 for the Spirit to be poured out, I bet you those guys will prefer to die in that room than to come out ordinary. It takes desperation to experience an unusual move. It takes desperation to experience something that your world will look at and they will ask, what manner of people? The Bible says they saw them and they said they were drunk. How would they not look like drunk men after staying 10 days? Not going home, 10 days. They left everything, they forsook their pleasures and their desires and they stayed there for 10 days. They were just there saying, Holy Ghost, if you don't show up, we will not show up outside. We will not make any noise until we are sure you are here. And for the first time, he showed up. Today, the Holy Ghost is poured out. And yet, he's refreshing and refilling. Yet, he's refreshing. God forbid that in the same meeting where people connected things that shifted their destinies, you attended and went home empty-handed. That I will not live the same way I came. What happens when there is an outpouring of the Spirit? You may sit if you feel like sitting. Just allow yourself. Number one thing that happens when there is an outpouring of the Spirit is supernatural empowerment and joy. Supernatural empowerment. The new creation had the God life inside, but there is more that the new creation can do. There is so much more that God wants to do with the new creation. These guys were already new creation. Jesus had left, but their life was not showing any result yet. There are many people in church. You are born again. Yes, we know. But your life has not the results, the proofs of what it means to have encountered God. The life of God is inside. Jesus already told them. He said, these signs will follow them that believe. But they weren't seeing the signs. Jesus told them that they were carrying something inside, but they were waiting. It has not shown. There must be a breaking forth of what we are carrying inside if the world will see it. It makes no sense to tell people you are carrying something when they cannot see it. There must be evidence. So whenever there is an outpouring of the Spirit or a refilling of the Holy Ghost, one of the things that you experience is supernatural empowerment. And in supernatural empowerment, God begins to empower you with diverse gifts. Child of God, there are gifts. How come many people have come to church and we get so used to church when they're talking about the gift of healing, working on miracles, increased faith, prophecy? People are just looking as if it doesn't apply to them. It applies to the man who's talking about it. No! They are the realities that every believer must experience. It's your own. And after the pastor is done talking about it, he will do a showmanship. Only him will show it. And everybody will go home and they'll be the same. And they are comfortable. That's a dead generation. 120 people gathered. Not a single one left the same way. They were hungry. So whenever they're talking about spiritual empowerment and they're talking about massive things that God can do, word of knowledge, people get so tired because the reason they have been explaining word of knowledge to you and word of wisdom, and you don't understand, it's because you have not experienced it. When you experience it, you don't need an explanation. As they are saying, you say, yes, I've experienced it. It has flown through me. That thing has passed through me. So there are gifts in the body of Christ, in the banquet of the Spirit. There's a table where they serve, and they say, this table, when you eat of this thing, it is word of knowledge. A word that God gives you, a deep knowing into the life of a person that no other person would have known except the person has sat with that person and discussed it. And God makes you privy to that reality. And you say it and the person is saying, how? Where did you come from? Because you have encountered the Spirit. How come they tell us the things of the Spirit? Child of God, listen to me. It will be foolishness for us to say, because we have not seen what we want to see, we will get tired. The more reason we must never be tired is until we see it. 10 days they were there. We die here. We die here. If we die, we die. Were they eating? You would have asked, what were they eating? Did they take break? Bible didn't say they took any break. The Bible says they were waiting there. Jesus told them, go and tarry. Go and stay there until you are endued with power. So they were not permitted to come out until their life becomes a proof of the power of God. And part of the proofs of the power of God here is word of knowledge, word of wisdom, where God gives you an insight, not the wisdom you were taught in school, not the wisdom that anybody had explained around, but something extraordinary that solves a problem. And people say, where did you? We have never heard. They say, it can only be God. An Old Testament man, Joseph, got insight from God. And he solved the problem of the whole land. Much more you, a New Testament believer, having the indwelling of the Spirit. The woman met Jesus and said, I perceive that you are a prophet. In other words, from your interaction, there is a perception. I perceive that there is. Had somebody seen you before as a believer and said, I perceive that this thing is happening in your life. And you have not seen it. And you are comfortable. Oh no. No, The glorious life is a life of the empowerment of the Spirit. Are you hearing what I'm saying, church? Word of knowledge, word of wisdom, gift of healings. Just one healing and you see people making noise everywhere. No. No, there are diverse manifestations that God wants to bring us into. And if you have seen a little bit of it, you say, God, this is not the best now. There's more. At least I read about these things. If I don't know anything, I have seen it in books. I saw it in the Bible that people literally manifested these graces. God, no. It will be foolishness of us to relax when we have not seen what we desire. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock, the door will be open. If it is not yet open, keep knocking. If you are asking, stay there. That premature satisfaction has truncated the realities of people. Where they just stay and say, okay, since nothing has happened today, I'm going out. No, don't go anywhere. Stay there. We have gotten so busy. Our lives become so busy. Yet, the best that many people do is noise. No voice. And God is saying, I want to give you a voice. The day Peter stood up, they heard his voice. Before that time, he was making noise. To the extent that a small girl could embarrass him. But after the power came upon Peter, 3,000 people, they heard one voice and they all ran. Another time, the Bible says nearly the whole city came together. Why? His voice started making sense. After this Holy Ghost banquet, when the Spirit broods upon you and drops that thing in you, your voice will start making sense in the name of Jesus. There's a word, healing, prophecy. This prophecy, as cheap as common as prophecy is in the body of Christ, yet you see a lot of believers, they can't find themselves there. Speaking under the inspiration to declare a thing that can only be by divine revelation. That means you have started piping into the realm of the Spirit. You have started interacting with the immortals, seeing and understanding their interactions, having engagement with them, and coming to those who are bankrupt of that reality to share with them the realities of the immortals.
Ebenezer,
help me, God. This is not the best. Ebenezer,
my help has come.
When you come and say, God, this is not the best, help me. I must encounter this reality. I cannot. The Bible says, those who have tasted of the power of the age to come, you have not tasted. And you're okay and comfortable. There is a power of the age to come. And God says, people will taste it here. Child of God, have you tasted? The only reason you see people running up and down and looking for something to satisfy their hunger, they have not tasted. If you taste, you will be tasty. You taste, you will be tasty. You will just realize that from one level of thirst to another level, from one level to another level, somebody's trying to talk you out of it and you say, you don't understand. My eyes have seen. John was speaking one day. He said, the things that our eyes have seen, that our ears heard, we didn't only hear, we handled it. What have you handled? You must wake up to understand that in this kingdom, there are realities that belong to us. They are not things that we will talk about alone. They are things we must experience. Jesus met a woman. He dropped a little in the woman. The woman that had been hungry. 5 men, no satisfaction. She met one man and her satisfaction and urge died. And she started pursuing him all her life. One man. There's a river that you need to drink from. When you drink, your world will look at you and say, what exactly happened to you? What exactly happened to you? How did your life become like this? The Bible says in the last days, I and the children God has given we are for signs and for wonders. And you see people, no atom of the result of signs and wonders, and they are very comfortable. That is dead Christianity. That's not what we are called to. We are called to a life of power. We are called to a life of glory. We are called to a life of the realities of the kingdom. And anyone, he says, whoever is hungry and thirsty, let him come. Let him come. Let him come. The reason you are not yet filled is that you have not come. You have come with your legs, but you didn't come with your heart. You came in body, but you didn't come in spirit. Let him come. Let him come. For out of his bellies will flow rivers of living water. How come people are there physically, but they are bankrupt of the reality spiritually? They have not come. They have not come. Jesus speaking in Revelation, he said, the bride says to you, come. He that is hungry, let him come. He that is hungry, let him come. The reason you have not come is that you are not hungry. And child of God, listen to me. Part of the signs that a person is sick is loss of appetite. When you lose spiritual appetite, you are sick. Spiritual sickness shows when you don't have hunger. When it doesn't make sense to you. When you feel like, what's there? What are they doing? If God opens your eyes to see who you are in the realm of the spirit and show you the realities you ought to be manifesting and show where you are now, you will cry all night. They will beg you to sleep. You will refuse to sleep. You not appear face to face before your Father and be that all the potentials deposited inside of you, none of them showed up. It would have been like a dead sea appearing before him. I want to appear empty. I don't want to be appear. I don't know how to appear full. To appear before God full is foolishness. Because everything he has deposited inside of you, they were meant for earth. If the earth realm has not touched your glory, then you have not done anything. Jesus said, the glory you gave me, I've shared with them. Where is it? Where's your own? Where's your own? What space are you conquering? Where is it? It's not just to confess it, it's to see it. Discerning of spirits. A believer finds himself in an atmosphere and you cannot even discern. So locked up and shut up from the spiritual realm that everything is happening and you can stand there with a witch and a wizard and all manner of manipulations and you are bankrupt of what is happening. And the Bible says there is a food in banquet that when you eat it, you will start discerning spirits. You will enter a place and you know the spirit in operation. They will be wondering, how did you get here? I know the spirit here. As I entered, it was revealed to me. Can you pray in tongues a little bit? There's a flock of fire that will come. Go into the banquet hall and search for the food. Search for it. Search for the table. Where they serve what you want.
As I travel, I will bring forth. 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 As I travel, I will bring forth.
I came for a meeting like this. The next day, when we closed the meeting, I carried my bag and I left for success camp directly opposite to redemption. And I said, God, if nothing happens to my life, I will not come out of here. My mother begged me, don't ever fast that way, you will die. I said, woman, you don't understand. You don't understand. Men have been seeing me and they've not seen anything. When I come back, they will see. I took the mic that day and I preached in church. My father left his seat and almost ran out. Encounters. Encounters. My father, the pastor of the church, he almost ran out. His friend asked him, how did this happen? He said, I saw it just one day. I saw it. God hand over the destiny of children that will shake the world in your hand? Can your womb carry it? It's only what your womb can carry that you will house. If you cannot carry it, it will not be given to you. Anybody can carry anybody. Not everybody can carry a Jesus. Not everybody can carry a Samuel. Not everybody can carry a John the Baptist. Prepare my womb for this. I will shake the world. I will touch the world with the fire of God.
With the fire of God.
There's a fire inside me that is able to touch
the world.
I will fast and pray.
I will fast and pray
until I see His face.
Until I see His face.
There's a fire inside me that is able to shape the
world.
There's a gift, leadership, administration. They are all available. River flow. Spirit move. Blow, blow, blow like a mighty wind. Spirit of victory, would you cover us with your presence? You anoint it.
Blow, 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 blow. Blow like a mighty
spirit of victory.
Spirit of victory.
Power us with your wind.
Power us with your
wind. Sing, blow, blow, blow.
Blow
like a
mighty
spirit of victory.
Spirit of victory.
Power us with your wind.
Power us with your wind.
We don't only speak in tongues. Look at it. It's not the only sign. Tongue is not the only sign. Tongue is the fire that sparks up healing, miracles, power, wisdom, knowledge, counsel. Tongue is a sparking fire. You cannot carry the lighter and not show us fire. If you are holding the lighter, show us fire. Sit a little. We will pray. Just sit a little. I'm stirring your heart. I'm putting you on preparation mode. We have to be angry. There's a level of anger in the spirit that will bring you to the reality. Is part of the things in the banquet. Wisdom is in the banquet. Child of God, power is in the banquet, and ye shall receive power. Power. Eyanata. Eleke swata yada. Embeli eneko swata. If you have not seen what they say you will receive, you don't have it yet. Activate it. Rise up, let us. Let your power flow in this place. Let your healing come. We know what we are calling for.
We call for
signs and wonders. Holy Ghost, that's what we want. That's the reality.
Let your negotiations.
Let your healing flow.
In this place.
up your hands everywhere you are, online, physical, everywhere. I want to dispense. I'm bringing you into the hall where the banquet is. Ayana mana mana mana. Raga da 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 da. I'm bringing you to the hall where the feast is about to hold. There's a Holy Ghost feast. Food is ready. You can't be hungry when the banquet is set. Shana darabara. I'm bringing you now to the hall of empowerment. The hall of power, healings, miracles, word of knowledge, diverse kind of gifts. Every potential that is inside of you, when you eat in that banquet, Yakoso brother, somebody shout, power! Oh, yeah, enter, 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 enter.
Power! I receive!
Listen, he said to me that some people need purging before they can eat in this banquet. Everything that is inside, excess luggage inside. If I tell you what the Holy Ghost is showing me, there'll be mighty deliverance right now in the realm of the spirit. People will be pouring out things. Some people, everything strange in your body, demonic oppressions, strangers. Lift up your hand right now. There's a purging. He wants to purge you. Addictions that will not allow you to take this one. Doubts that will not allow you to take this one. He said it is fire that he uses to purge. And I'm going to shout fire. He's using fire to purge. Hey, everything that is stopping the flow of the anointing, the flow of your sounds, the flow of your unique identity, the flow of your language. Lift up your hands right now. When I shout fire, you say I receive. It's going to purge every strange man, you stubborn marital and married spirits, powers and forces of darkness. Marvis is here in the name of God. Fire! It takes time to purge. Continue. It takes time to purge. It takes time to purge. Sometimes you go the first time, the second time, until your bowels are clean. Lift up your hands right now. Close your eyes. Brothers, sisters, everywhere. Shande rebo sotaya. Leko sobra da 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 da. Every stranger, hear my voice and come out of your hiding place. You have stopped high enough. You have stopped him enough. You have stopped that woman. Right now, as this fire is released, let it burn to chaff. Let it burn to chaff. Fire!
I receive!
Yes!
Take it away.
Whatever doesn't look like you, that is reflecting.
Everything reflecting flesh.
Whatever doesn't show
self-centeredness, flesh, that will not allow you to show the grace of Jesus.
Take it away.
Shout, Holy Ghost, take it away. Take it away. Take it away. Take it away. Take it away.
Take it away.
I want to be hungry at your banquet.
Take it away.
operating under the influence of the marine spirit, stubborn spirit. Hear my voice right now. I command you, get out!
Take it away, Lord.
Lose her and let her go. Lose her now. By the count of three in the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands, everybody, and fly for all. 1, 2, 3, fire!
Lose
This is the generation of fire. This is the generation of power. They cannot be stopped. We cannot be stopped. We cannot be stopped. We cannot be stopped. Satan, get out. Lose your grip. Whoever the Son of Man sets free is free indeed. By the flaming fire. Two more times to get purged. Then I will open you up and you will choose your meal in the spirit. The Holy Ghost will take you to the table and say, this is what I prepared for you. Whatever doesn't look like you, that is reflecting shall be me. Whatever doesn't show your grace, that is magnifying flesh in me. Take it away.
Take it away. Take it away. Take it away.
Take it away. Five people are going to scream from their belly, and something is going to come out. There are seven young men. The grace of God is upon your life. But there have been many hindrances everywhere. Lift up your hand, everybody. Two more times. We are purging. We are purging. We agree, heaven. We are purging. That scream is about to come now. Shandele barada. Ragadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadad The heat is coming to your belly. It will flow to your hands. It will flow to your legs. Every excess luggage. Daniel's arising in this place tonight. Deborah's arising in this house tonight. With the power of God and the voice of the Spirit, they will raise the dead and they will heal the city. Ali, ali, eh. Hey. Ali, ali, eh. Ay, 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 ay. Lift up those hands right now. This is the last lap of the project. Two out of those young men have been touched. Remains five. Every other person, get ready. As your hands are raised, like fire, like rain,
Let your glory fall like fire, like rain. Let it fall.
Are you ready? Pray the Holy Ghost as your hands are up. Pray the Holy Ghost as your hands are up.
Like fire.
Pray the Holy Ghost as your hands are up.
Let your glory fall like fire, like rain.
You are the one that asks for it. Fire!
I receive fire.
Yes. Take it.
Like
take it.
Let your glory fall.
Right. Inside, outside.
Like fire.
Online.
Like rain.
We are going to eat word of wisdom, word of knowledge, prophecy. Some of you start hearing things. The visions I talked about yesterday is not visions of the night alone. In the daytime, God will be showing you things by the Spirit. Are you ready to eat in this banquet?
Yes, sir.
Table of wisdom is prepared. Table of understanding. As I mentioned it, you will shout, I receive. Those that fall into those categories, you will see your manifestations. Yes, the Holy Ghost said to me, many people are ready now. He said, you can hear their voice. Hungry generation. Of the gifts of the Spirit right now, when there is an outpouring, gifts are activated. The Holy Ghost is inside of you, but there must be an activation, or else no one will see it. And it's the one by this outpouring activating. As your hands are raised, I release these gifts upon you. Two of them at a time. Word of wisdom and word of knowledge.
I receive.
Yes. That's it. It's yours. Wisdom. That's it. Miracles. Raise your hand. Healing. Walking on miracles. Prophecy. Somebody shout, I receive.
Take it.
Enter the table. Let it eat. Enter it. It's a banquet. It's free. Go on it. Prophecy. There is a spirit that is called counsel, right and accurate judgments. The counsel that will look like it's a God that gave the advice. Rampate neko shobrada. It is needed to run a home. And that counsel is coming with the fear of God and the spirit of might, speed, might, speed, counsel. Somebody receive it now.
I receive.
Yes, 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 yes. If you go for a party and they have served everybody, they are eating and you are not eating, you will not just be looking. You will call the waiter and say, where is my food? Where is my food? I'm not living here the same way. Somebody lift up your hand and cry and say, Jesus,
Jesus,
by your spirit,
by your spirit,
invade me,
invade me,
invade me,
invade me,
Holy Ghost, invade. Of God, you hear it, you don't manifest, and you are okay. No, all the apostles, they connected with something that shifted their world. See, you can't enter entertainment and just be singing Jesus and think anybody will hear you. The Jesus want to come with fire. People go to shrines to cook their songs. You pass on the road. No matter what you do, you are moving your head. There's a spirit that navigates the course of that song and drives it into every home. God said to me tonight, I am the owner of that spirit. Lucifer stole it. I gave it to him, rather. And he has merchandise. It is called the Mimshak anointing. The spreading anointing. It can spread product. It can spread potentials. It can spread your ability. It gives you a voice that must be heard. Look at me. You must say to yourself, I am a voice that must be heard. I can hear you. Yeah. You probably have chosen to be a local voice. I am a global voice. Mavis is a global voice. When Lucifer carried that anointing, his influence spread in heaven. Angels followed him. It's called the Mimshak anointing. That's the anointing that I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to unleash upon everyone here now. It's called the spreading anointing. Where your influence can spread. Where your voice can spread. Where your presence in a place, it becomes a signature. Alana Mashatayad. Are there still hungry people here? Pray in the Holy Ghost. Let's see how hungry you are. Build up yourself. Take some sip. Sip a little wine of the Spirit. Sip a little wine of the Spirit. Sip a little wine of the Spirit. It's coming on your shoulder. Your shoulder. Your shoulder. The potential you have that you never knew. That's what the Holy Ghost is digging out now. That potential that is supposed to announce you. And somebody has looked at you and said, can anything good come out of you? Are you sure your own life will make sense? He's speaking the foolish things. He wants to show the world surprise. He wants to show the world a surprise. Don't get tired tonight. It's a Holy Ghost banquet. It's meant for prayers to build and steer and fire your gifts. And every chaff, they are burnt off. Mimshak anointing. Spreading anointing. Pray the Holy Ghost, pray the Holy Ghost. Let the waters flow. Steer the ancient waters. Steer the ancient waters. Don't get tired of what are you eating? What are you eating that you are tired of? What are you eating? What are you eating?
Let the rivers flow. Let the rivers flow. Let the rivers flow. Let the rivers flow.
Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands, so you get.
King of glory come. Lift up your hands, so and let the King of glory come. Lift up your hands, so he gets. And let the King of glory come.
Pray the Holy Ghost as your hands are up. Please do it. Those of you who have not prayed for, just go ahead. Your tongue is loose already. You are stopping yourself. Start saying it. Drunk. Lift up your hands.
He's all over me. He's moving in my life.
Lift up those hands. Those hands are connecting with fire now. They are connecting with fire now. Slow motion in your life will get out. Holy Ghost!
I receive!
Pray the Holy Ghost! The fire of the Holy Ghost is touching, is touching, is touching, is touching, is touching. Every stranger, out. Let's practice this. Begin to get out of this hall. Depression, get out of this hall. Depression, hear my voice, hear my voice. I'm talking to you. To side out on. You spirit of despair. Get out. Out. That's it, that's it. I said, bow to this
Yeah.
becoming hot. You'll be hearing. You'll be hearing too many things at the same time now. Some of you will be seeing multiple pictures. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. You are hearing plenty things. See multiple pictures. The Holy Ghost is circumcising your heart, touching your eyes, your ears. Help them. Help them. Help them. They will see things. They will hear things. They will see things. They will hear things. See, hear, 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 see,
hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear,
see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear,
see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see,
hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear, see, hear Those of you who have not spoken before, can you see you have started speaking? You have started speaking. Don't listen to that voice. Saints, don't listen to that devil. You are shaking up that sickness. Shake up that disease. Shake up that depression. Shake it off. People are getting drunk. Get drunk, oh. Get drunk in the Holy Ghost. Some people are going to be here for a while. We'll close. Some people will be here. Allow them. Those that are under the strong influence. Some people, they need to be drunk. It will take another 5-10 minutes. Allow them. Wherever you are. Listen. First day, negative reports. Bring them. We'll cancel all of them. Tomorrow is a worship meeting. Powerful worship. Powerful worship. May this worship is our first worship meeting in the 20s of glory. Make sure you come with your friends. Come prepared. Tell everyone to be here. On Wednesday, then on Thursday, glorious encounter. Friday, the same thing as the family is going to be around. Listen, some people are going to, they are still drunk. I don't want us to disturb everybody. Wherever you are right now, those of you who are